This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
I just don't want That was music from the legendary Whitney Houston, How Will I Know, from her self-titled debut album, released in 1985. That album had so many number one hits on it. It was incredible. What a debut album. One of the best, actually. And I don't know if you've seen the documentary film on Whitney Houston, or actually the Hollywood film on her. Both are really amazing to watch. Very sad films, because she had such a meteoric rise to the top and such a huge tumble to the bottom. But what a talent Whitney Houston was. I'm Julian Taylor. This is The Jukebox. And before that, Never Too Much, one of my favorite R&B songs from Luther Vandross. And that was released in 1981. Right now, there is a documentary on Luther Vandross. It is called Never Too Much. My father saw it and really recommends it. And if my father actually recommends a documentary, then you know that's saying something, because he doesn't, doesn't really watch a lot of them. But usually it's the news. But this is a documentary that I'm certainly going to go check out, because I do love Luther Vandross. One More Afternoon is a song coming up right here, right now, on The Jukebox by a group called Satellite Birdhouse, who is an indigenous folk rock band from the Ottawa area. And they are music and life partners, and we've played them on the show a couple times. Here's a wonderful song called One More Afternoon.
Half a Tuesday gently used, I'm selling it real cheap. It started fine, but now I'm done. It's not the day for me. If we could trade, I would prefer a day that I can have with her. Or even just 1 minute would be sweet. Orange Pico, yellow Afghan, the sandy Chester feel in her front room.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Trade, but it pulls you down harder.
I'm Julian Taylor, and you are listening to The Jukebox. That's our good friend Sarah Kay with One Good Reason. That's the title of the song you just heard. And she's releasing brand new music this year. That is from her upcoming record. Sarah Kay used to actually work on The Jukebox, and we met each other at Element FM. She's wonderful, lives in Thunder Bay, and does great things up there. Now, we've got a song from Carlos Morgan coming up. He won the Juno Award in 1996 for Best R&B Artist of the Year. I was there. I was a young child, or rather, teenager. It was my first time at the Junos in Hamilton, and it was wonderful. It was at Cops Coliseum. And got to meet Carlos there, and we've been friends ever since. That's coming up on the show. We also got Nige B on the show and a song called Chase It. It's an amazing song. Nige B actually won an award a couple of weeks ago. He's from Saskatchewan. He's an Aboriginal music producer and hip-hop artist, and won an award in Louisiana, of all places. So congratulations. The jam Rose is on the show, Sailing Out. This is music that I discovered a couple years back. It was released in 2020. She is a Dutch Cameroonian singer-songwriter from Rotterdam, which is in the Netherlands, and this is a style that mixes pop music, jazz, soul, and R&B. You're going to really dig it. Now, here's a great song called Love My Hair by Mickey Guyton. Mickey Guyton's paving the way for black women in country, and we couldn't be prouder to play her music here on The Jukebox. Here is Love My Hair by Mickey Guyton.
You want to touch it, don't you? Try to run your fingers through, like the weight of your head could ever make you understand what it feels like to be a different just like me. You know the weight of your head could never make you understand the things I do to try to fit right in. I'm tired of trying to justify my I used to think what God gave me wasn't fair. I braided on just to hide the curls up there. I found my own freedom when I learned not to care. Now I'm not scared to love who I am. I love my hair. If I could go back to 12, tell myself the straight up or down, baby, that's your crown. Whoever made up those rules, they don't apply to you. A straight up or down, I turned the world around. I used to think what God gave me wasn't fair. I'd braid it on just to hide the curls up there. I found my own freedom when I learned not to care. Now I'm not scared to love who I am. I love my hair. The things I did to try to fit right in, I'll never justify my skin again. I used to think what God gave me wasn't fair. I braid it on just to hide the curls up there. But I found my freedom when I learned not to care. No, I'm not scared to love who I am.
what to say, what to do now. I'm still trying to figure things out. That's why I've been postponing, procrastinating. Wish I could be a bit bolder. I keep telling myself to just let go. No more hesitation, no more doubting. Yeah, the time is now. It's only right. On the floor, my soul's crying out. It is clear to me, I see the truth.
Music for the Human Race from Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
No Portuguese, unless I'm hearing them northern lights. Mechanism for the coping. While I detail this office, getting the dream right. I got four keys with the pantry full of roaches. Remaking the mold and taking the moment and holding it close. I know
was
this is
all a part of the plan that you had in mind.
Make a count, I'm after the cream. I'm chasing the money, I'm like it's a drug and I'm like a fiend. My motivation is a dollar and a dream. No shade, but I had no luck and so much time passed and I changed up. My mental burden, I'm making it, it's not my case, but I feel like you say no.
Keep
Big up to Jukebox sponsors Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
This is Bird Note. For small songbirds, surviving a cold winter night can be challenging. Their bodies lose heat faster than those of larger birds, so little birds have found resourceful ways to stay warm, like huddling close together with others. Some snuggle into old bird nests. Others shelter in a dense mass of leaves. But the verdon, a tiny bird of the Southwest, does something few other birds do to keep warm. It builds special nests to roost in the winter. Desert nights are often cold, so warm roosts are crucial. The birds build roosting nests all year long, as well as breeding nests in the spring. But the nests they build for the winter are smaller and warmly lined with feathers and dry grass. Verdons are prolific nest builders, so they may have several nests at the ready. This generous supply of snug bungalows can help other birds, too. In Arizona, one verdon nest hosted 15 black-tailed gnatcatchers, all crammed in for 5 cold nights in a row. For a verdon, having gnatcatchers crash in one of its nests isn't a big problem. It can just snuggle into one of its spares. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.